Japanese florist Sachiko Smale runs the Libby Ferris Flower Shop in Grove Road, Norwich. Highly qualified, she also teaches flower arranging, including the Japanese art of floral arrangements called ikebana. Carolyn meets her to find out more.
Sachiko, thank you so much for taking the time today to talk to me about the Japanese art of ikebana, floral arrangement in Japan.
My pleasure.
Tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with it.
So I came to UK 1996. And then when I was in Japan, I studied ikebana for 3 years. And then I got qualification. And then while I'm in UK, I also took British Master Florist, which is the highest qualification in the UK. So I've got Master Florist status. And also I'm a RHS Chelsea Flower Show medalist. Some time ago, I had a bronze medal for Chelsea Flower Show.
And when I think of Western floral design, and I've seen many of your bouquets of flowers, which are wonderful, I think of abundance and lots of colour and lots of flowers. But actually, ikebana is really quite different, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Comparing to Western styles, ikebana is kind of simplicity. Sometimes more complex, sometimes more simple. But typical ikebana styles are like only few flowers, not many stems. And then most of all designs are asymmetrical rather than mirror image. So like Western styles using many stems, many flowers, but ikebanas just only few heads of flowers. That's the main big difference.
And when I look at them, they're incredibly simple. They're elegant, and they give a sense of great tranquility. Now, I'm taking it that comes from the philosophy of ikebana.
Yeah, that's completely right. Ikebana was developed many years ago, after 500, when Buddhism came to Japan. It developed with religions, especially Zen religion, and then developed in there temples, flowers, you know, that's originally happened. Then expanding it to ordinary people's lives. And ikebana is kind of everywhere in Japan's, you know, Japanese people's house. So philosophy, as I mentioned, because it's Zen, is a lot of times you may be associating like a sitting practice or all sorts of things. It's quite a calmness,
yeah.
And also bringing outside nature to inside your house. So, but it's quite a simple design, but not necessarily to make it so easy. Balance is crucial. To get right balance is the difficult part.
I think you even need some mathematical skills in geometry, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And it's to really master it properly.
Yeah, at the beginning, people learn some designs. So they started to learn all these primary designs first, and then developed to freestyles. Primary designs are quite strict. You have to copy this angle towards to this way or that way, and then length against the containers, height and depth, that kind of thing. It's quite a strict rules. But once you achieved it, you could develop on styles as a freestyle.
So if you have a tall vase or a dish, you apply completely different measurements and angles depending on what you're putting.
That's right, yeah.
Together.
So, yeah, then you could get some ideas about the balance. Yeah, once achieved the balance, you can do everything, anything using what are your artistic sense.
What are the other principles?
Primary principles. Talking about you're talking about design things.
Yeah.
There are some like you know different schools saying different things. There are many schools under Ikebana umbrella, let's say, and then for example. Described about higher place as a sky, and then middle is a kind of like a man, and that bottom line is a kind of land. That kind of things is a kind of like you know a three different positioning related to that kind of ideas. But this one is taught different things in different schools.
So I think I understand that three is symbolic for Ikebana in many different ways. Is that so?
So especially positioning heights, you know, taller part, middle part, lower part.
So these are the basic elements of any Ikebana arrangement.
Well, it's not only Ikebana anyway. Space, you know, positive space, negative space, it's all about you know, how you occupy this space, you know, heights and also how wide it's going to be and thinking about balance and colors and all visual weights, all sorts of things. That's all, you know, nicely merged into it and then finally creating a nicer art.
So is it something that you can look at every angle, including an aerial view of an arrangement? Is that important?
Yeah, typical Japanese Ikebana is viewing only from the front.
Ah.
So that is a kind of like a idea, normally against a wall or that kind of things, rather than 3D designs. But obviously, if it's displayed in an open public space, it could be made for 360 degrees. However, the typical design is only kind of front and back.
Is there anything else you're thinking about when you're creating an Ikebana arrangement?
I often think about seasons as well. So in Japan, we have clear four seasons. And then people like to picking up seasonal things into designs. And then not only like talking about Japanese Ikebana flowers, it's all like a Japanese kimono, costume. You are wearing seasonal things. So if you are wearing cherry blossom in winter time, that's a kind of, you know, a breaking rules. The kind of things, same as like, you know, Ikebana design. People like to matching season things. So like if you are in spring, so maybe using spring flowers. If you are in autumn, then maybe like a autumnal, like, you know, items and colors. Even like, you know, not necessarily using fresh materials, sometimes like almost like a shriveled or a dying, dried up leaves, something like that as well. That is a part of nature, isn't it? Not necessarily only fresh and new. But also all these creatures dying as well. So that is also used. So that's a little bit different from Western idea to use all these like a little bit dead material, you may say. But for us, it's still part of life.
And beautiful in its own way. And I would say that maybe the idea is to show its beauty. Just simply, would I be?
Yeah, so, you know, if it's dark and like, you know, dried up, curled up old leaves, you know, it's still showing like a nice texture as a design, you know, in a design. So we like to use it. And often, like autumn season, sometimes all those foliage can be used. People wouldn't use those dying leaves. Because it's spring, it's a new life, birth, freshness, then it's a little bit different idea. But towards the, like, you know, autumn, winter, everything is started to die down. It's a part of a process to go to a cycle. Then, as I'm using a natural items to do Japanese ikebana, then people use even those materials you may not use in Western ideas, yeah?
So I would guess that practicing ikebana really keeps you in touch with nature.
Completely right, yeah, that's right, yes.
I saw Monty Don on television, uh-huh. And he received a lesson in ikebana.
Yes.
And in order to achieve a simplicity, he wanted to prune everything. He wanted to cut everything, yeah. Like he was pruning his roses.
Yeah.
But his teacher wanted to encourage him to bend stems. Mm-hmm. Can you say a little bit more about that?
Yeah. One of the ikebana technique called tame, which is a T-A-M-A. M-E.
Tame.
It's one of the techniques to bend natural, branches to make it, a little bit curved, a branch. And then some branches allow you to curve any, curvy designs. And then that's one of the techniques we use.
And something also he observed was that going through the school, all the students were in complete silence when they were practicing. Is that essential?
Oh, yes. Well, it is true. Originally part of Zen I mentioned, and then it's quiet, silence practice is one of them. People normally kneeling down on the floor, not the chair and table. Of course, nowadays it's chair and table, but originally in a house, tatami floor, people sitting and lower table, and then you are making arrangements when you are kneeling, so that then meditating, mm-hmm. and all sorts of things. Probably you don't speak when you are meditating.
No.
So that is one of the principles as well. Part of
so that keeps you in touch with nature and very reverential towards your art, I would...
Mm. It is different designs, Western styles. In my designs, I just all as a mixture of Western designs and Japanese designs as well, so kind of fusion designs I'm doing it. But ikebana is very unique. That's mm-hmm. why lots of people learn techniques, styles, achieving very eye-catching designs.
Now, I've received some of your bouquets and they're beautiful. And do you think ikebana influences your practice with your Western arrangements?
Oh, yes. At the moment, the business I'm having here is kind of a cottage garden-looking type of flowers and then natural-looking. Still, we tend to do more up and down, and then it's not just one single dome shape or something like that. So we try to make natural designs, and then but more contemporary design rather than country cottage garden-looking. If we are asked to do some modern designs, that's quite close to Japanese ikebana designs. And then modern designs can be used quite a few flowers, not many heads or anything. And then that styles can be very similar to Japanese designs.
Are you thinking about anything else when you're... that we haven't covered when you're creating an ikebana arrangement?
Of course, it's most important probably balance stuff as well.
What does balance mean in an arrangement?
Balance is not necessarily Japanese ikebana. It's all important anyway. But the difficult part of ikebana is to achieve balance. To what balance is, it's all against the ratio, against the container, how you know, how tall, how wide, and also you need to think about size of flower heads, stuff like that, and in relation to one to another. One is open, one is not open, then which one is going to be higher, which one is going to be lower. And also, when I'm creating, selecting flowers, to be honest, which means designing arrangement, the colors also important. So matching colors, each other, against the containers. Sometimes, you know, not necessarily Japanese ikebana. Where it's going to bright room or dark room. So that's the timing I could pick up some colors. Maybe show off better or, you know, like English designs, maybe like, you know, if you go to dark church and using dark flowers, it's not showing off very much. But if you use lighter flowers in a dark place, you could show off better. In the same way, I always think about colors, size, length, and all these balance, you know, against each other, everything. So it's quite a lot of aspects to consider.
So something that looks really simple is fiendishly complex.
So I think, you know, it's more difficult to achieve Japanese designs or simple designs. I think simple is most difficult to achieve, to be honest, because it's crucial balance point you do need to require.
Thank you so much for talking to us about the Japanese art of ikebana. It's fascinating. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Carolyn was talking to florist Sachiko Smale.